It's time for another fall preseason sports show. Brent Hussey here, joined by the head coach of the Chillicothe Hornets soccer team, Coach Shannon Grable. Coach Grable, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to the season.
Oh, thanks a lot. Appreciate all you do and everything you give to the community. Yeah, we're excited to be here and excited to get a new season started.
Coach Grable, this is now your third season as the head coach. Hornets went 5-12 last season, but returned a lot of key players. How did you assess the way that last season went and then the offseason going into this year? How is the team looking?
No, the guys are looking good. The nice thing about last year is a lot of guys got a lot of valuable experience. So the games they played, the situations they were in, some overtime situations, things like that, those things are going to carry over into the next season. So we're bringing back a lot of guys that have some experience under their belt and everything. And they've really taken that to heart, too, this summer. A lot of guys showing up to open field and our training sessions and stuff. So they put in the effort, and they're excited to have a really successful season this year.
And some of those key guys, Coy Jones, Landon Longo, and Mason Walter, all were big parts of the team last year. How are each of those guys looking? What do you expect their roles to be this season?
Right now, leaders and everything. They've got taken that task to heart. They're very vocal in our training sessions and our huddles, and they've also made other players better. They get them involved. They make sure that everybody's active in our drills. So it's not just, hey, I'm doing this, you do your thing. No, it's everybody does everything. Those guys are taking that on, and we've got some other guys that are starting to feed off that as well.
And who are some of the other guys that you expect to be key contributors, probably in the starting lineup, guys that have taken that next step for this team?
Oh, some guys that are definitely going to take that next step. Josh Ojega, he's going to be one of the guys up top. And then in our back line, you've got Ryan Schuler, Lake Englert, Brendan Fitzpatrick. Those guys are coming back. Again, they've got some key experience from last year and playing and being in those situations. So we expect a lot of great things from those guys, not just on the field, but off the field as well. Leadership roles and responsibilities that they've taken on.
Coach, I know we're getting close to the start of the season here in practice, the last couple of weeks before we get our first game. What are the things that you're stressing the most of this team? What are you trying to really iron out?
We really want to be just comfortable with the ball at our feet. We've got guys with a lot of skill and everything, but they need to be comfortable in those situations, you know, with pressure on them, things like that. So they've taken that to heart, and they've really put in the effort there to put themselves in uncomfortable situations now in training sessions and practices. That way they're more comfortable during the game. But they're playing some different spots, moving around a little bit, so they learn the game a little bit more from a different angle there, so they can take that to their position and maybe try to mature in the game, if you will. We like to call it that soccer IQ and raise that up. They've done a great job of that.
Talking with Coach Shannon Grable of the Chillicothe Hornets boys soccer team. Getting closer to the start of the season, when is the first time the Hornets will be taking the pitch? I know you have some scrimmages and things, and then your first official regular season game.
So that first game of the season for us, we actually play the very first day you can actually play a game in the fall there. So on August 27th, so it seems pretty quick, quick turnaround for us, we'll be playing Lone Jack for the first time. There we put them on our schedule. Some of the changes that have happened with some of the St. Joe schools and our conference and everything have opened up opportunities for us to play some other teams. So we got Lone Jack on the schedule there. And then our first road game isn't until September 12th when we go to Mexico.
So a nice homestand to start the season, a chance for everybody to come out and support the Chillicothe Hornets soccer team. Coach Grable, always it's important not only for what you do, but the rest of the staff. Who else are you relying on the coaching staff this season to help this team?
So new to our staff, but not new to the team, is Coach Walter. She's going to do a great job. She's got a wealth of knowledge from her own experience and also with her kids' experiences, too. So she's bringing that to the team there. And so we're looking forward to using that experience to help mature our team and grow our team as we continue on through the season.
Now, Coach, what do you want to see from this team this season? What are the goals on or off the field?
First thing is just playing together, making sure that we're playing in a unified front, which they do a really good job of that, but making sure we consistently do that. And also just learning the game, bringing each other up, helping each other out as we go, and just continue to mature and enjoy the game and compete in every single aspect of the matches. And again, they've done that in the past. We expect that to be done in the future as well.
And for this squad specifically, what do you think some of their strengths on the field is going to be?
Right now we've got, good solid midfield. We got a lot of returning guys, some seniors there. You know, again, Coy Jones, Landon Longo, again, a returning player in Mason Walter. There we've got some speed. We have some guys that did very well in track last year in the spring, so they bring that to the soccer field as well. And so we're looking forward to utilizing those ball skills, that experience, and then that athleticism as well out there.
And then just one more, Coach, just because World Cup was here in the U.S. this summer and in Kansas City, did that energy, the passion from the World Cup feed into the team, get them more excited, more amped up for soccer and ready to play this year?
You know, it really did. These guys have always talked a little bit about soccer here and there from time to time. But to hear them talk about specific players and different nations and countries that you haven't heard of, you know, like how Cape Verde had a really great run in the World Cup, and they were talking about that and talking about different geographic locations on the map and learning more about them, and then just the players. And those players that we have on our team that really haven't talked much about the sport other than high school, to hear them talk about it on an international level and in depth about it too, it was really great. And then seeing some of their parents out and about, and they were talking about the World Cup matches and how they've been watching more of it, and they've been watching games and really getting excited about it. You could really tell everybody's starting to really feel that passion for soccer. And that's the one thing we always want to try to continue to grow here in Chillicothe, is that passion for soccer. It's a lifetime sport. I continue to play it, love playing it, and getting out there, and I think you're starting to see that a little bit. That's what the nice thing about a World Cup can bring to the United States, is it can help to fuel that passion and desire for it.
Absolutely. Lifts the energy and the, just like you said, the excitement for the game. Speaking of talking with parents and fans, what is your message to the fans this season? Anybody that comes out to support Chillicothe Hornets soccer, what are they going to see, and what do you hope that they are able to pull from it?
I think you're going to see some speed. We've got some guys that have natural ability there to chase down the ball, but also to make things happen with their feet, with the ball at their feet. So you're going to see a quick paced game. So definitely encourage people to come out here and watch. When you've seen teams on the World Cup go from one end to the next really quick, well, that's what we anticipate doing as well. Going from that defense, transitioning to that offense really quick, getting in our sets and attacking the goal. So if you want to see a little bit of it, come on out and have and get your own experience with it too.
That is awesome. Can't wait for the season. We'll be following along. Thank you so much for your time, Coach Grable.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you, Hornet Nation, for everything you do, and continue to foster and grow every sport here at Chillicothe. So if you've got someone out there that wants to play a sport, I don't care if it's soccer or not, get out there and play it and enjoy it and stuff. These sports can mean so much to your kids.